Living Well. Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it, medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems. Thin Skin by Mark L. Furst. Skin cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer in the United States, yet most cases are preventable. Despite recent efforts to address risk factors, skin cancer rates continue to rise, according to a new report from the U.S. Surgeon General's office. The three most common types of skin cancers are basal cell carcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, and melanoma, the report states. More than 80% of the 5 million American adults treated for skin cancer each year have a non-melanoma disease, including 7% of those 65 or older. Recent Medicare data show that the number of procedures used to treat these skin cancers has increased by 16%. Melanoma of the skin is the fifth most common cancer for men and the seventh most common for women. While men 65 or older have the highest incidence and death rates for melanoma. Not only is skin cancer the most common type of cancer, it is also the most rapidly increasing type. For the past 30 years, skin cancers have increased by about 3% each year, according to the Veterans Health Administration. One out of every five people in the United States will develop skin cancer sometime during his or her life, including about half of those who live to 65. Veterans who served in Vietnam may be at increased risk if they were exposed to Agent Orange. This herbicide, widely used during the Vietnam War to clear foliage in the jungle, contained the cancer-causing chemical dioxin. A recent analysis of the medical records of 100 men who joined the Agent Orange registry at the VA hospital in Washington found that they had non-melanoma invasive skin cancer rates twice as high as same-aged men in the general population, although they had no increased risk of malignant melanoma. VA set up the registry in 1978, which provides all veterans exposed to the herbicide with a comprehensive health examination free of charge at nearly any VA medical center. Ken Fuchs served in Vietnam from 1968 to 1970, mostly in security, building roads and bridges as he traveled through mountain passes. Lesions appeared around his left eye in 2004, but he didn't think it was skin cancer, he says. In 2012, Fuchs developed four white spots oozing around his eye. A doctor at the Tulsa, Oklahoma dermatology clinic immediately recognized the spots as slow-growing, advanced basal cell carcinoma. Surgery was not an option because the cancer was too close to Fuchs's eye. The doctor recommended a new drug, Erivedge, to slow down the growth, and the skin cancer cleared up in 1 month. The good news is that skin cancer can be prevented, and if caught early, is almost 100% curable. The first step is a skin exam that looks for spots abnormal in color, size, shape, or texture, as well as skin biopsies. Chances of recovery depend on the stage of the cancer and the type of treatment. According to the National Cancer Institute, treatment options depend on the stage of the cancer, whether it has spread deeper into the skin or to other places in the body, the type of cancer, the size of the tumor, and what part of the body it affects. Five types of standard treatment are used: surgery, such as Mohs micrographic surgery to cut the tumor from the skin in thin layers, or cryosurgery to freeze and destroy abnormal tissue, radiation therapy to kill cancer cells or keep them from growing, chemotherapy to stop the growth of cancer cells by either killing them or stopping them from dividing, photodynamic therapy that uses a drug and a laser light to kill cancer cells, and biologic therapy that stimulates your own immune system to fight the cancer. VA recommends a cancer-related checkup, including a skin exam, every 4 years for those ages 20 to 40, and every year at 40 and older. Mark L. Furst is a Brooklyn-based health and fitness writer. Tips to protect yourself from the sun. Sun protection helps prevent the harmful effects of exposure, including sunburn, skin cancer, premature skin aging, and eye damage. For ideal sun protection, wear tightly woven protective clothing that adequately covers your arms, torso, and legs. Wear a hat that provides adequate shade to your whole head. Seek shade whenever possible. Avoid outdoor activities during periods of peak sunlight, midday. Use sunscreen even in combination with other forms of sun protection. Help your heart out. The American Heart Association has some tips for heart-healthy dining. Avoid ordering extras such as cocktails, appetizers, bread, and butter. Ask for butter, cream cheese, salad dressings, sauces, and gravies on the side. Avoid dishes with excess amounts. Instead of fried foods, choose baked, broiled, or grilled options. Be choosy at the salad bar. Fresh greens, raw vegetables, fresh fruits, and beans are good options. Cheeses and marinated and pasta salads are not. Ask if the chef can prepare your order with little or no butter or oil. Ask how menu items are prepared and what ingredients are used, including what kinds of oils are used in preparation. Ask about smaller portion options. If these aren't available, ask for a to-go box when you order and save half the entree for later. Ask for healthy substitutions, such as a baked potato, rather than French fries. Fresh fruit, sherbet, gelatin, and angel food cake are great alternatives to fat and cream-laden desserts. Pain-free dentistry? 1 in 3 U.S. adults didn't visit the dentist last year, many of them fearing pain, Gallup reports, but a new technique could mean pain-free tooth care. As Dentistry Today reports, King's College London is developing a technique that uses electrically accelerated and enhanced remineralization to heal teeth without drilling and filling cavities. The procedure uses a small electrical current to push the mineral to the tooth from the damaged site and could eventually be adopted by dental practices. More settled travel. World travelers with apprehension or experience of unpleasant food encounters in far-flung destinations can now breathe a little easier. In April, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released a smartphone app called Can I Eat This? According to LiveScience.com, the app asks users to select the country they're visiting and answer a few simple questions about the item they are thinking of consuming, such as where it was purchased, its packaging, and if it contains ice made from local tap water. The app then offers CDC recommendations on whether to consume or dispose of an item. An estimated 10 million travelers each year contract what is known as traveler's diarrhea, Montezuma's revenge, and other colorful euphemisms. Stress solutions. Is your stress spreading to your kids? WebMD reports that stress is contagious between children and their caregivers, with those as young as 12 months mirroring their mother's stress responses. 20% of children suffer from chronic stress. Warning signs include frequent emotional meltdowns, increased anger or fatigue, irritability, headaches or stomach aches, poor sleep patterns, and frequent nightmares. WebMD encourages parents to learn stress handling techniques and model them in their day-to-day behavior for their children. If you can deal with your stress appropriately, they'll realize it's not a sign of a catastrophe, that stress is something you can deal with, says Friedman Schaub, author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Physicians and psychologists suggest positive thinking, healthy eating, exercising, unplugging from technology, and even sticking to these habits during low stress periods, helping create a pattern of healthy coping mechanisms, Schaub says.